AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Thursday's Newsmaker is courtesy of MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, shops, garages, equipment storage, livestock facilities, barn homes as well. It's MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
Whether you're needing a pole barn, a steel building, a shop, a garage, or any kind of ag building, MRSK Buildings is who you should call. With over 20 years of experience, this family-owned business will meet or exceed your expectations. Stop by and see Jeff or Brady at MRSK Buildings, 2604 West Highway 50 in Emporia, across from Bluestem. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
It's Shamrocks and Shenanigans. Emporia St. Patrick's Day celebration is just a couple of days away. And we're joined this morning by Barb Lowry of the Emporia St. Patrick's Day Committee. Barb, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. That was great. I've missed those jigs.
Let's jig on into a Thursday here. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're jigging away here for the next couple of days anyway, huh?
Yeah, no doubt. And before we start talking about the schedule here, which is going to be full start to back on Saturday, last-minute prep time here. What do you have going on here the next day or so to put the finishing touches on what we'll see on Saturday?
Well, I want to start out by saying we really want even more people in our parade. So it is not too late. Please, please, if you're... I mean, you don't have to be an organization. You can be a family. You can be a neighborhood. You can be
whatever you want to be.
Dress in green and walk in our parade. And it sounds like we're going to have that wind right behind us, so it shouldn't take too long for all of us to get down to the north. But seriously, folks, I mean, you don't have to have prepared a float or anything like that. I mean, dress in your green. You know, maybe come up with a name for yourselves or something, but we are still definitely taking applications to be in the parade, and we would love to make this the biggest ever. So feel free to reach out, still join us. The application is, thank you, on the KBOE website.
Sure.
It is also on our Facebook page, the Emporia St. Patrick's Day Facebook page. If you have any trouble finding anything there, feel free to call me at 343-0745, and we will definitely get you signed up so you can join in the fun.
Join in all the fun, yeah, Saturday. So when does your lineup start? When do you start lining people up?
They can start lining up about noon. If you don't have a whole lot to prepare and get in order, you can come a little later than that. But we will have the lineup ready, and they should be emailing that out to people tomorrow, to show what order you are in. So you can start lining up at noon. We will, go time is 1:00, so we definitely want you there and lined up by about 12:45 at the latest. And we'll go, and we're hoping to have a whole lot of people join in. And we have a good number now, but we would love to have more. So call your friends, your neighbors, and families, and get together and come down and join us. Have a lot of fun. It's a wonderful parade, and we really do have a good time.
You know, we mentioned the temperatures. Sorry, Barb. We mentioned temperatures here in the mid-50s, the way it sounds here for Saturday. And you mentioned here the wind gusts of around 20, 30 miles per hour kind of pushing you to the finish line here. Are you glad that you don't have the balloons like they have for the Macy's parade?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure old Macy's would be having those balloons in that kind of wind. But
no.
Yes, it's really great. I mean, as long as it's not raining, and of course we've even gone in the rain. Heck, we've gone in the snow.
Yeah.
But I think the main thing is that, no precipitation, and we're just going to be out there having a good time. And yes, from what I understand, that the wind at our back, that's manageable. So we'll just be strutting right down the street there, and hope everybody will come out and join us. The parade does start at 1:00, and as always, it will start at 4:00. and Commercial and go down to 12th and Commercial, ends at the college, and just find a place to stand there, join in with us. There will be, I know that there'll be some candy handed out and some other goodies along the way. So, and we will have our table again, you know, so if you don't have any green or you get downtown, you forgot yours, come over to our table there outside Town Royal and we'll fix you up with some great green stuff.
So when will you be manning the table? Is this pre and post parade?
Yes, should be.
Okay.
We are going to, the beer garden at Town Royal is set to open about 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday.
Okay.
And we will be fixing up our float and getting up our banner sponsors around the beer garden, get those put up, and then we'll have the table set up to sell things. So we should be up and going no later than 11. So, yep, come join us, and we stay until we've either sold out or, you know, pretty much spent a lot of time there. So we will fix you up. So.
Well, the last time we had you on, you were saying that you were expecting the St. Patrick's Day Committee to put your float, take it to another level. Is that indeed happening?
It is indeed happening.
Okay.
That's the only, we got to anchor down some blow-upables or whatever you call them.
Inflatables there?
Inflatables. Thank you. Yeah, we don't actually have balloons, but we do have some things that could take flight along the way. So we're going to be working on that. And thanks to, very much thanks to Cofelt Signs, who have fixed us up with some brand new, very snazzy banners, both to be on the float and then for the one that we carry down, down Commercial Street, because heck, I think our banner was close to 30 years old and it was really looking ragged. So they have fixed us up with some nice, very nice new banners. We'll be sporting those and, of course, our crazy people on the float. And we just have a lot of fun. And, you know, come out and join us. And, of course, this year, I think you know, people have heard the Emporia Main Street is hosting a pub crawl, 9 locations. And the lanyards this year are free. They have drink specials and, I understand, prizes. So there definitely is that to do, and Emporia Arts Council is having some refreshments before the parade and having tattoos, I believe, for the kids, and I think some, you know, possibly some things to color or something like that. I mean, it is the Arts Council. So, and we will have Nancy's face painting down at Town Royal, and she's been very popular in the past. Very, very fancy, not just your everyday face painting. And Bagpipers.
Yeah,
that was my next question.
oh my gosh, I'm reading minds. We have 2 different groups coming in this year. St. Andrews will be here again from Kansas City, and they will be joining us in the parade. They'll do the whole parade route with us. And then they've got to scoot off pretty quick because they've got another gig to play on Saturday. So we have another group, Midwest Bagpipers, that are going to come in and just dedicate themselves to playing down at Town Royal from 1:30 to 3:30.
You know, I wish they both could be here at the same time.
We
could have the Battle of the Bagpipes.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
We'll put that on the list for next
year. Yeah, have them hang around for an extra 5 or 10 minutes.
Well, you know, you might talk to those St. Andrews guys. Okay. Maybe they can hang around. But, of course, they've been year after year, and we definitely love having them in the parade, and we usually at the end of the parade route load them up on our float and wrap back around, and that's a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
So in the beer garden at Town Royal, and I do not want to forget to mention we have 2 platinum sponsors this year who have given at least $500, and they will have banners out in the Town Royal beer garden, and that is Eagle Creek Quarry and Elliott Group Insurance Solutions. So they have both given very kindly to our efforts this year, and we do thank them.
Speaking of that, Barb, how have the sponsorship efforts gone? Because I know that this has kind of been the way that you've been trending when it comes to fundraising.
Right. Oh, it's gone very well. And we have 3 different levels of sponsors. And as I think I mentioned before, there's, you know, it's behind us now, but we had a little bit of a mix-up last year, so some of the sponsors were kind of, we're getting them back in because they paid last year and didn't get the banners up at that time. So we're getting those up this year for them, and everything's good. All is well. But, yes, we had a lot of new sponsors. And then, as I said, the two big platinum sponsors helped out tremendously. We also had a very Kelly Lapping has joined the committee again, and he gave us a very nice personal donation to our efforts. He was on the committee for years and years and has been out of town for a while and is back now and joining us. And you can't miss Kelly, so he's he should be down there Saturday.
Yeah.
But he gave us a very...
Yeah, it was a significant donation. Yeah, very, very nice. Yeah,
very significant donation, yes. And so we thank him for that. And it's good to have him back. He's been having some medical issues, and he's back and ornery as ever. So
that is good to hear. Well, big day. Yeah. Big day. Shamrocks and Shenanigans, the St. Patrick's Day Committee. What is this, 30 years, Barb?
30 years. 30 years, yes. So join us. I mean, you know, and I told Ron before we got on the air, I said, you know, we're all getting old, so, you know, if we've been strutting down Commercial Street for 30 years, you know, we're in no spring chickens here, so, but we do know how to have fun, so please come and join us, wear your green, or we'll sell you some green, and just focus on the fun this year, and join us. So we'll be starting the beer garden there at Town Royal around 10. And pretty much going until, you know, you can't anymore. So it's a good time.
All right. Yeah, nothing like a little green beer a couple hours before noon on Saturday, St. Patrick's Day.
Amen to that, yeah.
Barb, thanks.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, guys. I hope to see you down there for some fun on Saturday.
All right, Barb Lowry, St. Patrick's Day Committee. Shamrocks and Shenanigans, the Emporia St. Patrick's Day Celebration Parade. Starts at 1 p.m. downtown, Chuck.
All right, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, which is 7:20 every weekday, we have open slots developing Wednesday of next week, but we have scatter dates already claimed through the middle of April. If you want to be on the 8:20 Newsmaker 2s, those are also scattered through the month of April as well. So let us know what you want, 620-342-1400, or shoot us an email to kvue@kvue.com. Now, we're going to have members of the Newman Regional Health Pulmonary Care Team with us here tomorrow. This is actually going to be wrapping up Pulmonary Care Week, and we'll be taking a look at pulmonary care opportunities through Newman Regional Health tomorrow morning at 7:20.
Right here, and our primetime newsmaker brought to you this morning by MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732. That's MRSK Buildings, 340-7732. Good morning at 7:33.
Hey folks, Mark Hover of Clem Boyer Autoplex. Spring is in the air and so are the savings. This March we're giving you a little extra luck on top of our already huge discounts. When you buy a vehicle, you get to pick a four-leaf clover.